ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। First, I'll read pranam mantras for Srimati Radharani, that are included in Pancharatra Pradeep. Radha Raseshwari Ramya Rama Cha Paramatmanaha Rasodbhava Krishna Kanta Krishna Vaksha Stala Stita. Beautiful Srimati Radharani is the queen and the origin of the rasa dance. She is the giver of pleasure to Krishna, who is the super soul in the hearts of all. She is the lover of Krishna and is always situated upon the chest of the Lord. Krishna pranadhi devi cha Mahavishnu prasurapi sarvadya Vishnu maya cha satya nitya sanatani. She is the presiding deity of Krishna's very life, and she is the first of all persons, the energy of Lord Vishnu, the embodiment of truthfulness, eternal and ever youthful. Brahma Swarupa Parama Nirlipta Nirguna Para Rinda Rinda Vane Twangcha Viraja Tatavasini. Her form is spiritual, therefore she is transcendental and beyond mundane qualities. She is divine energy and is unattached. O Radha in Vrindavan, you are the leader of the gopis, and you reside on the bank of the Viraja river. Goloka Vasini Gopi Gopisha Gopamatrika Sananda Paramananda Nanda Nandana Kamini. She is a resident of Golok Vrindavan and is a cowherd damsel. She is the queen of the gopis and the divine mother of the cowherd boys. She is joyful and always experiencing the highest bliss, and she incites lusty desires in the heart of the son of Nanda. Vrishabhanu Suta Shanta Kanta Purnatama Tata Kamya Kalavati Kanya Tirtha Pata Tirtha Puta Sati Shubha. Radha is the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. She is very peaceful and lovely. She is completely contented and fulfilled, very pleasing, and is the daughter of Kalavati. She is the purifier of the Tirthas, and she is most auspicious and chaste to Lord Krishna. Saṃsāra sāgare ghaure bhītaṃ māṃ śaraṇāgataṃ sarvebhyopi vinirmuktaṃ kuru rādhe sureśvarī. O Radha, I have fallen into the horrible ocean of birth and death and I am frightened, but I am seeking your shelter. O Queen of the demigods, please free me from all fears. Tvatpada padma yugale pada padma layarchite dehi mahyam parang bhaktim krishnena parisevite. O Radhika, please give me transcendental devotional service to your lotus feet, which are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lakshmi, and which are served even by Lord Krishna. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. O Shrimati Radharani, I offer my respect to you whose bodily complexion is like molten gold. O Goddess, you are the Queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. Mahabhava Swarupa Twang Krishna Priya Variyasi Prema Bhakti Prade Devi Radhike Twang Namamyaham. O Srimati Radharani, you are the exalted form of Mahabhav, therefore you are the most dear to Krishna. O Goddess, you alone are able to bestow pure love for the Supreme Lord, therefore I offer my humble obeisances unto you. And one more, of course there are many, 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 many prayers and offerings of salutations to Radha. Here's one more. Gabhiropi sthiramatir api kshanti purna sula. It's not written clearly. Sushilaha. Shri Krishna yang sukamaya vapu satrapo nirvikaraha. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Vivashastang Mukhaloka Jatair Bhavair Loko Madana Vikala Sambramad Bhambriniti. Although Lord Krishna is very steady-minded, patient, shy and humble, although he is the greatest exemplar of impeccable good character, although his transcendental form is by nature full of all transcendental bliss, and although all these good qualities are eternally present within him, and they never decay or lessen, nevertheless, when he sees the face of Sri Radha, he becomes beside himself with love for her. He trembles with love for her, and wanders aimlessly as a madman. So, now we'll read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 13.
Mahatmanastumang
partha
Daiving Prakritim Ashritaha
Bhajantyananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Purport. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. So some of you may be wondering why I'm speaking on a verse from Bhagavad Gita on Radhashtami. Especially the Radha is not mentioned in the verse or purport. And we may think, there are so many verses about Radha, and we may think that Bhagavad Gita is a very basic topic. Yeah, it's basic, but for those of us who are at the base and not at the summit, we need the basic. And actually, Radha is mentioned in this verse. Not explicitly, but implicitly. Srila Prabhupada points that out. In the Nectar of Devotion, he says that the Mahatmas, he quoting this verse, or alluding to this verse, he says that the Mahatmas are under the shelter of the divine energy, and that divine energy is Radha. So, I'll get back to this Bhagavad Gita topic a little later. First of all, just setting the scene on this most auspicious day of Sri Radhashtami. You may say, well, we said it was most auspicious on Janmashtami, and now we're saying on Radhashtami. And we said it on Vyasa Puja, and we said it on Govardhan Puja. So which is the most auspicious? Well, they're all most auspicious. They're all transcendental. There's no higher or lower or better or worse. In the spiritual dimension, there are some devotees who are particularly inclined to the service of Radha, some are particularly inclined to the service of Krishna, so they may argue among themselves which is who is higher, Radha or Krishna. But ultimately, in the understanding of tattva, or philosophical understanding, there's no difference, because Radha, Krishna, Pranaya Vikriti, Hladini, Shakti, Rasmad, Ekatmanav, Api, Bhuvi, Pura, Deha, Bedam, Gato, To. Radha and Krishna, they are one. They're eternally manifest as two for the sake of loving affairs. But they are the same supreme. But generally we promote Krishna more. He is the, in the language of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is the predominating moiety, and Radha is the predominated moiety of the Supreme Absolute. Moiety means two parts of the same thing, but they're not really parts. It's not explainable in mundane language. Yeah. Avang Manasa Gochara, all these topics are beyond the spectrum or the scope of our words and our minds. So we can simply hear and appreciate and understand Radha Tattva. The understanding of Radha is not so much an understanding in the matter of get out your ruler or your telescope or your microscope. There's no way to understand Radha by any material means. We can understand her by her mercy. So Radha Tattva is the highest. Actually, that's a fact, if we are going to discuss in a neutral way. Although there's no neutral. This Srila Prabhupada, one of his disciples, Achyutananda, he once had an argument in Calcutta with the landlord of the temple, which the devotees were renting at the time, Mr. Singh Roy. So the devotees had many arguments with him, but this one was a better argument than most. Mr. Singh Roy said, well, Krishna is the highest. And Achyutananda said, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the highest. So Achyutananda asked Srila Prabhupada, who's higher, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Prabhupada's answer was, any guesses? Radha. That's the answer. Because Krishna, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience the ecstasy of Radha. So, Srila Prabhupada explained, I said that verse, Ekatmana vapi bhuvi para deha bedam gato to Chaitanya kyam prakatam yad adhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam nomi Krishna surupa. That the two moieties of the Absolute Truth, who it, Radha and Krishna, who eternally exist as two, they have now become one. That one is Krishna, but predominated by or covered by the feelings and the bodily luster of Radha. So when Radha and Krishna join, Krishna becomes golden, which shows that Radha is more powerful than Krishna. She doesn't become black. He becomes golden. Krishna Swarupa. He appears as Krishna, looks just like Krishna, with the difference that his bodily form is golden. So the reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm going to have to read this verse because I didn't memorize it. Why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The various reasons for that are stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The internal reasons are Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Swadyo Yainad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Sokyam Chasyamad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad bhavardha samajani shachi garabha sindho harinduhu. So why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the question. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna himself is asking the question. What is it? What is it in me that makes Radha? What is it in me that inspires the love of Radha? What is the greatness of her love? What is it? What kind of love is that? What are the qualities in me that she relishes? How does she relish me? Thinking like this, Krishna, desiring to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. So, Krishna, who knows everything, who is the supreme enjoyer, feels himself incapable when he thinks of Radha. And he always thinks of Radha. So he feels himself incapable of understanding what is her love, what is the sweetness that she feels, what is the taste, the rasa that she gets from that. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So he's the topmost happy, the topmost controller, the topmost lover. But he understands that Radha, the bliss that she feels from relishing love of me is more than I feel from relishing love of her. I'm getting cheated here. So he's taking the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is eternal also. Now we're getting beyond the realm of understanding. We're already far beyond that. So the very fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna desiring to relish the ecstasy of Radha means that Radha is more. Her love is great, so great that Krishna cannot fathom it at all, and therefore he takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the highest subject. No one can understand this without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jodi gorana hoito tobe ki hoito kemone dharimude radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janatoke. This is the first verse of a kirtan composed by one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate, immediate followers, Basu Ghosh. He said that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, then how could we have lived? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorified or he taught or preached the glories of Srimati Radha, which is the ultimate limit of prema rasa. Who could have done that except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Only Radha herself can understand what is her own ecstasy. So she distributed this in the world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How did she do this? By Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By the holy names, Krishna Mantra Hoite Habe Shangshamo Chan, the first effect of chanting the holy names is that we get free from material existence by the mercy of the holy names. What are those holy names? Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. And by the mercy of the holy names, by the mercy of Radha, then we attain to the lotus feet of Krishna. So Krishna means Radha Krishna. We say Krishna, but that means Radha Krishna, because Krishna is never alone. Sri Krishna means Radha Krishna. So, clearly this is a very special day, Sri Radhashtami. By the mercy of Radha Krishna, who have come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the devotees, every day is a special day. There's nothing ordinary about it. Everything is extraordinary. But among all these special days, today is a very special day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this opportunity to know about Radha, to glorify Radha. He's made himself available, she and he. So this is a very special day. But at the same time, although Radha is the very personality who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to introduce to the world, and those who are his followers, they are specifically devotees of Radha. This Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained. The term Vaishnava means devotee of Vishnu. The term Karshna is not a very common term, but that means devotee of Krishna specifically. There can be also among Vaishnavas, there can be devotees of Varaha, devotees of Narasimha, devotees of Narayana, Vishnu. They're particularly attracted to some particular form. Those who are attracted to Krishna are called Karshna. There's also the name of Krishna's family members in Dwaraka. And those who are devotees of Radha, they're called Gauriya. So Gaurīya Vaiṣṇavas, they are particularly devotees of Radha. So this is the very topic that Chaitanya Mahāprabhu came to give. He gave the holy name, he gave love of Krishna, and he specifically gave Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Prabhesha Chaturisha Boraja Jubati Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Hoitoka. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu alone has the power to reveal the very sweet, loving exchanges between Krishna and the gopis in the very sweet Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. We are privy to that. Srila Prabhupada, he was born in the family of pure Vaishnavas. His father would daily invite sadhus, or at least something resembling sadhus, to his home, and Srila Prabhupada's father would ask all the sadhus, please bless my son that he may become a pure devotee of Radharani. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, he's competent to bless all those sadhus and to bless the whole world. He is a pure devotee of Radharani. But just as Nanda Maharaj had Gaga Muni bless Krishna, although Krishna is competent to bless everyone, Krishna is meant to bless everyone. So Srila Prabhupada's father asked the sadhus to bless Srila Prabhupada. At that time he was just known as Abhay, little boy. You bless him to become a pure devotee of Radha. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're able to access the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which the full mercy that is there to be had for those who will worship Krishna as Radha Krishna. There are different Vaishnava sampradayas. Some worship different forms of Narayana. Some worship Krishna, boy, baby Krishna. Nimbaka Sampradaya worships Radha Krishna. But specifically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, in the mood of Radha, through his followers, he gave to the world the highest ecstasy of Vipralamba Bhav, serving Krishna in the mood of the gopis, in the mood of separation from Krishna. So this is the highest topic. And today we are specifically worshipping Srimati Radharani. The same time, there should be some caution. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. That saying is there. We see that Srila Prabhupada, even on Radhashtami, Srila Prabhupada was quite reticent about speaking about Radha. He didn't speak on the pastimes, hardly, or even about Radha, even that much. We may wonder why that is so. We get the clue from one of Srila Prabhupada's purports, which is taken from one of the purports, this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's many of Srila Prabhupada's purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita are directly taken from his own guru's purports and those of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the matter of approaching Radha Krishna, he quoted one song of Narottam Das, short song, which is very important to guide all the devotees in these matters, in the matter of entering Vrindavan and seeing Vrindavan and joining in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So it's a very simple song, but the import is very deep. That is the Narottam song. Goranga balite habe pulaka share hari hari balite nayane babe niya. He says he's hoping for the day. Of course, Narottam Das is great pure devotee, but speaking in the mood of a sadhaka or an aspiring devotee to teach us, and maybe feeling like that also, because great devotees, they feel themselves to be very lowly. So he's hoping for the day when, on chanting the name Gauranga, the hairs of his body will stand on end, and chanting the name Hari, Krishna, tears will flow from his eyes. Ar kobe nitai chande karuna hoibe shongshara bashana mo kobe tuccha hobe. So he may wonder, well, why doesn't it happen right now? And the Narottam Das says that he's waiting for the mercy of Nitai Chand, Nityananda, by whose mercy the deep desires for material enjoyment, which are very deep and very strong, they will be perceived as insignificant. In other words, material desires will go away. Ar kobe nitai chande karuna hoibe shongshara bhashana mo kobe tucha habe. Bishoy charya kobe shuddha habe ma. When I give up material desires, the mind will be pure. Tobe hama haribo Sri Vrindavan. Then I will become qualified to see Vrindavan. So, it's not that we can just go and take a hop, skip and a jump and join in the Rasalila. It's not such a cheap thing. We have to become qualified. The qualification is that we have to become free from material desires. That is possible by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Then, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Tobe Ham Bhujbo She Jugala Piriti. By the mercy of the Goswamis, Rupa and Raghunath. When I'm very eager to have their mercy, then I can understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. As long as we're anxious to enjoy this material world, we cannot have the intensity of anxiety to attain to Radha Krishna. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumor Ash Prartana Karoye Shadana Narottama Das. Keeping my hopes always at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, Narottam Das always prays in this way. So, there's a question of qualification, eligibility. The Sanskrit word is adhika. One has to have the adhika to enter into Radha and Krishna Leela. Nowadays, by the printing press, the topics of Radha and Krishna are widely available. Printing press and more recently the internet. Previously, these topics were not widely distributed. They're very secret topics. I asked one of my godbrothers once, who was producing one after another many of what we might call rasic books of intimate pastimes. I asked, why are you doing this when our previous acharyas didn't do that? He said, no, our previous acharyas wrote all these books. So if they're written in a book, that means it's meant for everyone. No. When the Goswamis were writing their books, they were hand-copied. They weren't widely available. And that one would have to take permission from one's guru, not that you just download from the internet some intimate pastimes and read it while you're chewing a hamburger or whatever. Even if you're not chewing a hamburger, if you're chewing a gora pakora, one, there's a question of eligibility. One has to be introduced to those pastimes. So, even though it's Radhashtami, it's not that for one day we have a license to all of a sudden become imitating the sahajiyas who think that they are qualified to understand Radha and Krishna and to hear about their intimate pastimes. The intimate pastimes, they are that to enter into that is undoubtedly the highest level of spiritual life. And we are meant for that. But the question of qualification is there. So, with that caveat, we'll go on. This verse, Mahatmanastumang Partha, Daiving Prakritim Ashritaha. Krishna says, the Mahatmas are under the protection of the divine energy. So why doesn't he say, under my protection? Why not my protection? And Krishna himself says later in Bhagavad Gita, Hang Tuang Sava Pahapayabhyo Mokshi Shama, Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Come to my shelter. But in this verse he says that the great souls, they are under the protection of the divine energy. So Srila Prabhupada explained in the Nectar of Devotion, his rendition of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that this means that the great devotees, they're under the shelter of Srimati Radharani. They come under her shelter. Srila Prabhupada once on a Radhashtami lecture, he said that we should approach Radha. She is more compassionate than Krishna. Krishna is most compassionate. But his compassion is personified as Srimati Radhika. Now, under the shelter of Radha, that is, Krishna is offering that very magnanimously to us, because that shelter, although it's not different from Krishna, because Radha is not different from Krishna, but she's different and not different. That is the whole philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintya Bheda Bheda. Radha is different from Krishna, but she's not different. The same person, but eternally expanded for the sake of loving pastimes. So Radha's protection and shelter is better. How can we understand that? Krishna is the best of the best. But there's better still. But then, how can anything be better than Krishna? Not possible. It's not possible. No one's better than Krishna. But in Krishna's inconceivability, there's nothing better than him, and still there is also. Not materially understandable or measurable. Aprameya. Not measurable. Krishna is not measurable. So, in the very beginning of the Nectar of Devotion, we find this astonishing statement. At least it astonished me the first time I read it, and it still astonishes me whenever I think of it, that bhakti is stronger than Krishna. Krishna is supreme, but bhakti is stronger than Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada explains that because by bhakti, the Supreme Lord can be controlled. So it must be stronger than him. So, bhakti is stronger than Krishna. And bhakti is Radha. She is personified bhakti. So that's a better shelter than that of Krishna. That's also more reliable if we see in the pastimes of Krishna going up to the very highest level. That Krishna, he may sometimes appear to be unreliable. Therefore, in the Shikshashtaka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radha, addresses Krishna as Lampata. Lampata means a rake, debauchee. That's in the transcendental pastimes. So, Krishna, of course, he's completely reliable to protect his devotee. He shows that again and again and again. So Krishna is reliable. But Radha, who is his compassionate nature, even more so. There's Krishna's compassion, his mercy, his protection of his devotees is unlimited. But Radha's compassion, mercy and protection of devotees is even more. More than unlimited. Or a greater unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. There's nothing that he cannot. Is there anything that God cannot do? If there's anything he can't do, then he's not God. But one thing he cannot tolerate offenses toward his devotees. He finds himself incapable of tolerating offenses towards his devotees. Why is that? Because love is stronger than him. So when Krishna finds that his loved devotees are offended, then Krishna cannot control his mind. He is not in control in that sense. That he told this Durvasa Muni, who offended Ambarish Maharaj, and Durvasa, he looked everywhere for shelter. He went here and there and everywhere. He couldn't find any shelter. Eventually he went to Vaikuntha. He went to Narayana. Now he thought, now I came to the right place. Narayana is most powerful. He can give me shelter from the Sudarshan Chakra, which is, anyway, Narayana's own weapon. So he can withdraw it. Narayana can withdraw it. But Narayana told him, he said to Durvasa Muni, sorry, I can't help you. Why? Because sadhu bihridayam mahyam sadhu nang hridayam tvaham madanyate na jananti nahang te bhyo managapi. The devotees are my very heart. And I am the heart of the devotees. They know nothing but me, and I know nothing but them. Okay, but can you just call this Sudarshan Chakra and free me from this? But then Narayana explained more, that aham bhakta paradhino. I am under the control of my devotees. Nahi swatantra eva dvija. I am not independent. Already at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam stated that he is independent. That's true. But in the matter of his devotee, he is not dependent. Because sadhu bhir grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta jana priyaha. He said that the devotees have captured my heart. So, my heart is not under my control. Krishna, who teaches to control the mind in Bhagavad Gita, himself says, my mind is not under control. And what to speak of my devotees, even devotees of my devotees, they are very dear to me. So, love of Krishna is stronger than Krishna. And the very embodiment of love, the source of all love for Krishna, is Radharani. This Krishna who can do, what is there Krishna cannot do? He can do everything. He creates, maintains, destroys millions of universes while lying asleep. That's just what he does when he's relaxing. But although he can do anything, can Krishna create a weight that he cannot lift? Something that's too heavy that he cannot lift it. Can he do that? Yes. Then he'll lift it. That's what someone challenged Srila Prabhupada. Can Krishna create a weight that he cannot lift? Prabhupada said, yes, and then he'll lift it. But that defeats the man. Said he did, he's, was a little bewildered. Prabhupada explained, he'll create a way that, he cannot lift, but then his potency is always increasing, so then he'll lift it. So Krishna can do anything, but he cannot tolerate blasphemy of his devotee, offenses to his devotees, which shows that his devotees are stronger than him. And the source of all that love is Radha. All the shastras meant to describe his glories. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedaha. All the Vedas are meant to know Krishna, but they cannot properly glorify him. Ananta Shesh is trying from time immemorial to glorify Krishna and does a very good job, but he cannot completely glorify Krishna. The Vedas, Veda means knowledge, but there's no such thing of full knowledge of Krishna. And Radha is greater than him. How great is Radha? She controls him. She has all the qualities to control him by her love. And Krishna himself, we find in the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who simply by his desire, his Ichha Shakti, he creates, maintains, and destroys millions of universes. That same Krishna comes forgetting that he is the supreme, all-powerful controller, forgetting that there are unlimited devotees glorifying him in unlimited ways, in unlimited Vaikuntha planets. He simply bows down and asks for the mercy of Radha, begging for her mercy. Forgive me, he says, for my offenses to you, Krishna says to Radha. So how great is he? Is Radha? How great is he? How great is Radha? Before Radha, he is not God. She doesn't see him as God. Or the whole Vedic process is to recognize Krishna. Vaidaischa sarvam ahameva vedaha. That may take many lifetimes. Bahunam jamanamante gyanavan maam prapadyate. After many, many lifetimes, someone might come to the actual point of knowledge, become completely purified and surrender to Krishna, recognizing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But before Radha, he cannot be God. She doesn't see him as God. She doesn't see him as all-powerful. She simply sees him as her lover, and in the love affairs between Radha and Krishna, she is dominant. You'll find where there are husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or dog and bitch, pig and sow, always one is more dominant than the other. So, who's dominant in this? Radha is dominant. So, this is the right movement for the feminists. We worship Shakti. The female is more powerful. She is more powerful. The man takes the prominent role. We teach everyone, surrender to Krishna. But he himself is surrendered to Radha. How great is Radha? So when she is angry with him, he can't do anything. He becomes bewildered and repentant. And he wondered how to get her mercy again. Or the saintly person, the definition of the topmost saintly person is one who seeks the mercy of Krishna. Without the mercy of Krishna, we have no hope in spiritual life. We're simply begging for the mercy of Krishna. The whole process of Vaishnavism is to beg for the mercy of Krishna. But he himself is begging for the mercy of Radha. So we should do also. And Srila Prabhupada said, we should pray to Srimati Radharani She is more kind, being the feminine nature of Krishna. So, all these shastras, they're supposed to lead us toward Krishna. But, yeah, there are so many verses in that regard. But ultimately, if we're to find out who is Krishna, who is that Krishna? Well, that is described in the Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami. That all culminates in Krishna begging for the mercy of Radha. But first of all, he describes who is that Krishna? Keshava Dhritta, Meena Sharira, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Dhritta, Kurama Sharira, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Dhritta, Shukara Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Dhritta, Narahari Rupa. The same Supreme Lord who has come in many forms, among which 10 are prominent, that He is the Supreme Lord. And He is begging for the mercy of Radha. So we can say, if we want to consider what is the highest truth of the Vedas, is Radha Tat. Who is Radha? Not very clearly revealed in the Vedas. Paroksha vada rishayo. Parokshaṁ cha priyam mama. Krishna says in the Bhagavatam that the rishis, the great perfect persons, they speak in riddles or indirectly. They don't reveal everything very clearly. And Krishna says, that's very dear to me also. So, the truth of Radha, that is known to very few. There's one verse spoken by Lord Shiva about the Srimad Bhagavatam. Aham vedmi shuko veti vyasa veti na vetiva. I know what is the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukdev Goswami, he knows, maybe Vyasadev knows. It's a very strange statement. Vyasi, he compiled the Bhagavatam as his topmost contribution. And he was told by Narada to directly glorify Krishna. But he didn't very clearly mention Radha. Anaya radhito nunang bhagavan haririshvara. He gave some hint about her. He didn't very clearly mention. So Shukadev Goswami, he knows that the real truth is Radha, but he didn't mention her name in Bhagavatam. Why is that? So different acharyas, they've explained in various ways. One thing is that he had to finish the Bhagavatam because Parikshit had an appointment with a snake bird who was going to bite him and kill him. Kill the body. That's why Parikshit, he wasn't concerned. He wasn't concerned. The body is going to die anyway. Already Krishna had explained Bhagavad Gita to his grandfather. That we're not the body is temporary, the soul is eternal. So he wasn't concerned with the body, he wasn't attached. So Parikshit, he just wanted to spend the remainder of his days hearing about Krishna. So Shukadev, he knows the glories of Radha, but he didn't mention directly. So the acharyas, they say that Shukadev was concerned. If he said that name directly, then he himself might become stunned in ecstasy and then he won't be able to complete the recitation. So Lord Shiva, he knows, Lord Shiva has compiled that, what is that? Radha Kataksha Kripa Stava, prayers glorifying the mercy of the glands of Srimati Radharani. So great devotees, they know who is Radha. It's a very intimate topic. sweetest topic. Who is the most sweet? Who is the most merciful? Who is the most beautiful? Who is the most kind? That is Srimati Radharani, even more than Krishna. Although it shouldn't be announced widely. If we say there's someone more than God, people won't understand. We ourselves don't understand. Then how will we try to convince others? First we have to convince them there's a supreme controller. So most people, it's very difficult for them to understand that supreme controller is Krishna. But for the atheists who ask, well, if there's God, who created God? We can say, the controller is controlled by Radha. And who controls her? Well, Krishna sometimes appears to. These are all very high topics, intimate topics. So, these topics, they are our internal matters. We worship Radha Krishna. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we worship Radha Krishna. We are meant for serving Radha Krishna, not Krishna alone. Some Vaishnavas, they worship Krishna alone. Srila Prabhupada, who from his childhood worshipped Radha Govinda, he gave us deities of Radha Krishna to worship. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Giridhari, Radha Shyamasunda. Srila Prabhupada established so many deities of Radha and Krishna throughout the world so that we can serve Krishna in the best of ways. Krishna likes to be served with Radha. That is full and complete Krishna. We cannot fully, completely or properly worship Krishna unless we worship Radha and Krishna. Because Krishna, he's not happy. Krishna's always happy, but he's not fully happy without Radha. So, how are we doing for time? There are many, many things could be said. We should spend all our days and nights glorifying Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, two together. When we celebrate Radhashtami, it's not that we forget Krishna. That, okay, today Radha and forget Krishna. No. Because Radha never forgets Krishna. And Krishna never forgets Radha. And they're happy when they're together. So at the very high levels of Krishna consciousness, the desire of the devotees is to join Radha and Krishna together in their pastimes. Not that we think, well, I'm a devotee of Radha and forget Krishna. Not like that. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So these means joining together Radha and Krishna. Together. O Krishna, first of all, O energy of Krishna. Hara, Srila Prabhupada explains. Hara means Radharani. So first we call for her mercy. Then we can get the mercy of Krishna. So, we can sing another song in praise of Radha and Krishna. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. So this is a song in praise of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, and there's glorification of all different pastime places and all different persons, but we should know that the whole of Vrindavan Leela, that all centers around Radha and Krishna. So first of all in this song we say Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Vrindavan is inseparable. Radha and Krishna means Vrindavan. Vrindavan Lila.